Title: Color a Hoover Stab Using Stock Devices Only in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's do something that feels properly 90s, but using nothing except Ableton Live 12 stock devices. In this lesson, we're going to color a Hoover Stab so it behaves like a vocal stab. Not a pad, not a polite synth chord, more like a shouted, resonant, phrase-like hook that answers your break. The goal is, it cuts through an amen and a rolling bass. It has that mid-range talk, and it doesn't sound modern clean. Before we touch devices, set your mindset. In jungle, drums are the boss. The Hoover is the hype man. It pops out, says something, and gets out of the way. Section 1. Source setup. You can do this with a Hoover sample, or a Hoover you bounced from any synth. But from here forward, everything is live stock, and we'll treat it like a one-shot. Drop the stab into simpler. Put simpler in one-shot mode. Turn warp off unless you're dealing with a longer phrase that truly needs timing correction. Set voices to 1, so it's monophonic, classic stab behavior. And keep glide off for now. We can add pitch movement later, but first we want the stab to feel like a chopped sample. Now program a simple 2-bar MIDI loop. Start with short offbeat stabs. Think of it as call and response with the snare. A good starting idea is hits on the end of 1, the end of 2, and then a hit on beat 4. Don't overfill it yet. If the break is busy, your stab has to be selective. Quick coach note, turn your monitor volume down a bit and make sure you can still clearly hear the stab. If it disappears at low volume, it's going to vanish once you add extra break layers and bass. Treat it like a lead vocal hook. Now let's build the color chain, in order, all on the Hoover track. First device, EQ8. This is pre-clean and making a parking spot in the mix. High-pass it hard, usually somewhere around 110 to 160 Hz, with a 24 dB slope. The exact number depends on your bass line, but the principle is non-negotiable. The stab does not get to fight the sub and the kick. Then take out some boxiness, usually around 250 to 450 Hz. Just a couple dB, nothing dramatic, with a medium Q. Then give it some presence, a gentle push around 1.6 to 2.8k. Again, subtle. The stab should speak, not scream. If it's fizzy or painfully bright, notch a little somewhere around 3.5 to 5.5k. Don't guess forever. Tweep, find the annoying whistle, and take it down a touch. The parking spot concept is huge here. Your break often owns a lot of punch around the low mids and transients up top, and the bass owns sub to around 120, so you're deliberately placing the Hoover mainly in that 600 Hz to 2.5k zone, with controlled peaks. Second device, auto filter. This is where we do the vocal trick. Set auto filter to bandpass. Start the frequency somewhere around 700 to 1.3k. Bring resonance up, around 35 to 60%. Add drive, maybe 3 to 7 dB. Now add an LFO, but keep it subtle. Rate sync to 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount small. The goal is that it talks. If it's doing an obvious EDM filter sweep, you've gone too far. Advanced move, don't rely on LFO for everything. Automate the filter frequency differently across bars so it changes vowel. For example, bar 1 around 900 Hz for a neutral A, bar 2 around 1.2k for a brighter A. Then for a fill, drop it to 600 for a darker O. You're basically faking formants. And here's a powerful two-formant illusion. Keep auto-filter doing the bandpass, and in EQ8 add a narrow bell boost somewhere like 1.8 to 2.6k with a tighter Q, boosted just a few dB. Then automate those two spots in opposite directions on different hits. That reads like a voice shifting mouth shape. Third device, saturator. This is rave bite and thickness. Choose analog clip if you want aggression, or a soft sign if your Hoover is already harsh. Drive around 4 to 10 dB, and turn soft clip on. But here's the teacher move that separates pros from why is my mix broken. Level match. After you add drive, compensate with the output so it's roughly the same loudness when bypassed. Otherwise, you'll prefer it just because it got louder. Also, gain staging through dirt matters more than the dirt type. If you're stacking multiple color stages, add a utility after saturator and trim back 3 to 6 dB if you need to. Don't accidentally slam every device harder and harder unless that's the plan. Fourth device, erosion. This is the sampler era edge. Set it to noise mode for that air fuzz. Frequency around 4.5 to 9k, width around 0.2 to 0.6. Amount, go easy, like 0.3 to 1.5. Then blend it, dry slash wet maybe 10 to 35%. This is one of those you miss it when it's gone devices. It helps the stab read on smaller speakers, and it pushes that old crunchy texture without adding modern sparkle. Fifth device, drum bus. This is about punch and glue, but be careful. Drive maybe 5 to 15%, crunch around 10 to 25%. Damp to taste, often 20 to 40% to avoid harsh highs. Turn boom off. You don't want fake sub energy here. If the stab isn't hitting, add transient. Plus 5 to plus 20 is usually enough. And a quick timing trick. If your Hoover feels too perfect and modern, it might be the transient. In simpler, add a tiny bit of attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, so it doesn't sound like a pristine synth trigger, or even pull drum bus transient slightly negative to soften it. That slightly late, slightly chopped feel is part of the old sampler vibe. Now we move into space. Jungle space is short and characterful, not a long wash. Sixth device, hybrid reverb on the track, for a short room. Pick a room or ambience algorithm. Decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut the reverb at 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10k. Dry slash wet low, like 8 to 18%. You want inside the warehouse, not Epic Hall. Seventh device. Delay or echo for slap and throws. If you want direct and simple, use delay. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16, because 3/16 is super jungle. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it, high pass around 250, low pass around 6 to 8k. Dry slash wet around 8 to 20%. Then automate a throw. On the last stab, before a drop or reset, push dry slash wet up into the 35 to 50% range just for that moment. It's that classic whoop, into the next section punctuation. If you want the throw to lean into the same micro timing as your breaks, switch to echo for those moments and enable groove in echo, using the same groove as your drum loop or project. That's a sneaky way to make delays feel like part of the break edits. Now the most 90s trick in the whole lesson. Gated rave tails. We're doing this on a return track, like the old days. Create a return track and name it Stab Gate. On that return, put hybrid reverb first. Longer decay, like 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, low cut 250 to 450, high cut 6 to 9k, and set it fully wet, because it's a return. After the reverb, put gate. Set the threshold so the tail slams shut shortly after the hit. Then tune hold somewhere like 40 to 120 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. You're basically shaping the groove with the gate. If the break is faster and more chopped, shorten it. If you want more of a wah tail, lengthen the release a bit. Optional, after the gate, a saturator with 3 to 6 dB drive for a crunchy gated tail. Then, key point, don't send every hit to the gated return. Send only selected stabs, usually the last stab in a phrase, or a turnaround hit. That selectivity is what makes it sound like jungle punctuation instead of constant mush. Advanced cleanup option. You can make that reverb even cleaner by adding a compressor after the reverb on the return and sidechaining it from the dry stab track. Fast attack and release. 2 to 6 dB of reduction. The tail blooms between hits instead of masking the transient. Now we get to what actually locks in the old school attitude, resampling. Because modern processing is flexible, but old records sound committed. They printed things, chopped them, and moved on. So we're going to commit. Right-click the Hoover track and freeze it. Then flatten. Now you've got audio. At this point you can keep warp off and manually edit, or set warp mode to beats if you want that choppy, slightly mechanical character. Now do classic jungle edits, duplicate a stab, reverse it, and fade it into the next hit like a little suction riser. Chop tiny 30 to 80 millisecond bits and retrigger them for machine gun fills. Pitch one stab up by 3 or 7 semitones for that rave answer. 7 semitones is a classic same phrase, different shout vibe, and another pro method. Print multiple versions at different print levels. Make one cleanish version, basically EQ and filter. Make a medium version with saturator and erosion. Make a hard version where you push into clipping more aggressively. Then chop between them in the arrangement so it feels like you sampled different records, even though it's one sound. Now arrangement, because sound design without arrangement just becomes a loop that goes nowhere. Try this 8-bar approach over an amen or a tight break. Bars 1 to 2, sparse offbeat stabs only. Bars 3 to 4, add call and response, like extra stabs after the snare. Bar 5, remove stabs for half a bar, let the break speak, negative space is a fill. Bar 6, bring stabs back and add the gated send on the last hit. Bar 7, reversed stab into a snare, and then choke the next stab so it stays tight. Bar 8, signature hit, pitch it up plus delay throw, then reset back into the loop. Another key jungle detail, Make the stab answer the snare, not the kick. If the stab lands exactly on the snare every time, it can start to feel rock or EDM. Try placing it so its loudest moment happens right after the snare transient, even just a few milliseconds later, so it feels like it's reacting. Let's quickly cover common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Mistake 1. Too much low end in the stab. High pass it. Hard. Mistake 2. Reverb tails too long. Jungle wants punchy space, not a wash. Mistake 3. Oversaturating without level matching. Match output or you'll get tricked. Mistake 4. Too much LFO movement. Keep it talking, not sweeping. Mistake 5. Never resampling. If you don't commit and chop, it stays modern. Now a fast mini exercise you can do in about 15 to 25 minutes. Load one Hoover stab into Simpler, program a two-bar pattern. Build the chain, EQ8, oil filter, saturator, erosion, drum bus, hybrid reverb, delay. Automate auto filter frequency between two vowel positions, like A and A. Automate delay dry slash wet on the last hit. Create the stab gate return and send only the final stab of bar 2. Freeze and flatten. Then make one reversed stab into a snare and pitch one stab up 7 semitones for varination. Your deliverable is an 8-bar loop with at least 3 distinct stab characters, all from the same original sound. And if you want to take it further into a proper production workflow, here's the longer challenge.